USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus is being watched as it's accelerated its spread in China, now with 56 deaths. The United States consulate has said it will evacuate all personnel and private citizens from that area aboard a charter flight. China's health minister said the country is now entering a crucial stage as it seems like the ability of the virus to spread is getting stronger. The United States has now confirmed cases in Seattle, Chicago, and most recently, Southern California. Canada has added that it has discovered its first case, a man in his 50s who was in Wuhan before flying back to Toronto. At least two people were killed and at least seven injured in a shooting at a bar in South Carolina. The conditions of those injured aren't immediately clear. More information will be released later today. The shooting was in Hartsville, about 25 miles northwest of Florence. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Joe Biden continues to lead the Democratic presidential field in a new national poll, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The former vice president ranked first in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders close second. The poll says Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has lost some support in recent weeks, while numbers are rising for former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. I'm Chris Barnes.
Ford Motor Company will pay at least $30 million in a proposed settlement over a class action lawsuit relating to failing transmissions in its Fiesta and Focus vehicles. The lawsuit represents nearly 2 million owners and former owners of the cars, in addition to the $30 million in cash reimbursements. There will also be an easier process for people to get compensated and a simplified buyback program for defective vehicles. Ford spokesman T.R. Reid said the company believes the settlement is fair and reasonable and expects it will be approved during the final hearing on February 28th. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. As tensions between Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren continue to rise, Bernie Sanders found himself with an unusual ally, President Donald Trump. During a campaign rally in which Trump critiqued some of his Democratic challengers, the president launched into an unprompted defense of Sanders. Warren had accused Sanders of telling her that a woman couldn't win in the White House, but Sanders insisted he would never say such a thing, and President Trump said, "I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. It's not the kind of thing that he would say." Trump and his allies have issued a series of favorable comments about Bernie Sanders. They've played up the Vermont senator's electoral strength and fundraising prowess. They've also suggested that if Sanders doesn't secure the nomination, it will only be because the party rigged the primary again, like they did in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.